I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Let's go!
Hello.
It's contagious. How are you?
All right.
Good. How now is the time? We have no time to do anything.
Well, this is something.
It's something, isn't it? That's what they want.
Just push it into the podcast machine and see what comes out the other side. Come on.
This is it. This is what you've got to do. See it a lot like one of those coin machines. You know the ones where you put in the penny and you pretend to flatten it and it's actually just a normal penny in the first place.
Do you mean the ones that have on tipping point where you stick it in and it, or you think it's something else?
I'm thinking of something. No, I'm thinking, you know, when you go to, say, a Sea Life Centre, Life Centres?
Yes.
You're aware of their works. And you go, oh, well, I'm going to put a penny in this machine. And what it does is you then put £2 in with the penny and it flattens the coin and gives you a Sea Life Centre penny.
Which is worthless. It's less than the penny.
And apparently against the law, because you're not allowed to deface anything with the Queen's face on. And there'll be less of it now because we'll see less of her face on stuff. And more Mr. Charles.
Which you hate.
Which I do. I don't hate him. I just
like
him.
You hate him. You said you didn't want to watch the coronation. Sod them.
Yeah, I did say sod them. And I was right. I had a lovely afternoon.
Did you watch Eurovision?
Yeah, of course I watched Eurovision.
Oh, that's different, isn't it?
It's completely different. Did you watch Eurovision?
Yeah, they were all rubbish.
All rubbish. Well, that's it. Yeah, a lot like the coronation.
I like the anti-protest song. I thought that one was good, but they didn't get anywhere.
It didn't make any sense.
It's Eurovision.
Yeah, but it didn't sound like a song.
This doesn't sound like a podcast, but it is meant to be.
It is. We've had a go, though, isn't it? And that's very much the same as Eurovision. We've had a go.
I just want to see people's faces when it says "Ramble." It's like, oh no,
Ramble. Or we give it a crazy new title like "Stealing Time."
I will call it "Stealing Time," and it'll make no sense whatsoever until you listen to this bit. I don't care.
Oh, do it. Do you know what? Fuck them. Fight the industry. What have you been up to this week?
Watching Eurovision. Not a lot. My gig is tomorrow, so I can't talk about my gig that hasn't happened yet.
Can we predict what's going to happen?
Yeah, we're going to go to Twickenham, and it's going to take 2 hours. Woo-hey!
Is there trains tomorrow?
Yes, there
is
trains.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Are you really sure?
Yeah, there's no strike tomorrow, but the drivers are now doing a thing where they can't have overtime. And on the website, it says the 15th to the 20th. And if you read it somewhere else, it says not including the 20th, which is stupid. You should say the 15th to the 19th. That's how numbers work.
That is how numbers work. We've been through this before. Just sort it out now. Do you know what I mean? It's like, give them boys some money and then females. Sort it out. And it's not about money at all. It's about them just wanting decent work environments, which I think everyone wants. But it is a bit annoying.
Yeah, but in America, the writers have gone on strike, which is worse. Because we need entertainment. Come on.
We do need entertainment. Do you know what? Maybe it's time for us to rise up.
Are you a writer?
No, not at all. But I think now's the time. That's the time to be a bit of a scout. stab.
I've been sending in jokes to DMs are open on Radio 4 Extra. We used to be News Chat, and it's a lot easier than it used to be to put jokes in.
Have you had anything on there?
Not yet, no. I've had it on News Jack, but not on this. But they had stupid things like, it's been a good week and a bad week. You have to write a joke that's like, Boris Johnson's had a bad week, but it's been a good week for hair people.
Just people in general.
It's people with hair. Human race. Even bald people that used to have hair have actually still got hair.
Someone called me out the other night and said, you're not a real bald man. And I was like, I don't know. It's like, well, because you're not completely bald. And I went, well, let's be honest, it was going that way.
You're going bald.
But I don't have any hair.
You have hair.
I shave it 3 times a week. I don't. Therefore, I'm a bald man.
Yeah, but you keep shaving your hair, so you haven't got any hair. But there is hair there.
There isn't hair. There's not enough hair for it to be called proper hair.
I'm calling you out as well.
You're calling me out. You're saying I'm not a real bald man.
Yes.
Look, it doesn't look... The problem is, as well, there's men who go around for decades with that big old solar panel on the back of the head, even, and don't just go, do you know what? And you look so much better. Not you personally. You're thick as a microphone. But there's a lot of that, isn't there, where you just look and just shave it off.
Yeah, but sometimes people don't know that it's happening behind them.
I think everyone knows.
Do they?
Tell you, yeah, especially women, they love to.
You're making me look
on the top.
Making me look now.
You're not.
The program we watched this week, they're talking about televisions, but we're not going to do it now, but they're talking about televisions, and it made me just trying to retune my television to make it look more HD than it was, and it didn't work.
Did it not?
No.
I love that we're just 2 months away from the 30th anniversary of Jurassic Park.
You want to do Jurassic Park?
I want to, hear me out. I want to put on a gig to celebrate 30 years of Jurassic Park.
Ow!
Just a nice gig. AMJ's Jurassic Party.
You've just got a title, haven't you? That's all you've got.
Title for ages.
When is the 30th anniversary?
It's really close to the end of July, which is probably when I should be previewing Edinburgh stuff.
They did Edinburgh previews this month, Adam. No, I'm doing a comedy night about a film that everyone has heard of. It's not like I'm telling everyone about it.
It is. And some would say the franchise wore thin by the second one.
All I can see now is you dressed in one of those hats that they have on Jurassic Park. You looking like Sam Neill on stage.
would you perform at my Jurassic Party?
Buy a T-Rex costume.
In fact, oh, mate.
What, you've got one?
No, but I know someone who has got one, and he did scare a very young, well, my nephew. It's a surprise for Christmas, which had not the right effect. Oh, look, a T-Rex has come to visit you in the kitchen.
I was more scared of the T-Rex than the Velociraptors because he's big. He's a big old fucker, the T-Rex.
He is a big old fucker.
I remember I had nightmares after watching it, and I knew. After I'd watched it, I thought I couldn't sleep afterwards. I thought I knew what was going to happen.
I think there's those films that you watch when you're kidding. This is going to fuck with my head. Muppet Christmas Carol being one.
Muppet's Christmas Carol?
Yeah, it's terrifying.
No, it's not.
That Ghost of Christmas Past, I've said it and I've said it again, is unbelievably terrifying. The little child who comes in, it's horrible.
He's got Muppet hands.
He's not got Muppet hands. He's got tiny, scary, possessed child hands.
No, I meant the Ghost of Christmas Future.
Oh, yeah. He is a Muppet.
He's a Muppet. He's not actually the Grim Reaper. He is a Muppet.
Well, that's the problem, though, isn't it? Like, with Muppet, there's not many Muppets in Muppet Christmas Carol. There's a lot of Muppets, but there's a lot of human ratio and weird paranormal-based stuff. I think that's what scares me with the Muppets. You don't know what you're going to get.
It's like a post-apocalyptic future, isn't it? That they've got Muppets and humans living in harmony in these films.
I think that's what Charles Dickens wanted when he was writing it originally. I thought he was like, this is good, but it just needs more puppets.
Will it unify the Muppets with the humans?
And it's never mentioned. I watched some of Disney Plus's Mayhem. We're not being sponsored by them, but if they want to, jump on board. And it's never mentioned at all that they're Muppets. They're just there. And I think that's great.
No, we're sponsored by Muller Fridge. Are you drinking my Muller? I can hear it mooing. Sorry.
Now, hold on. Was that the advert then? I ordered some really cool business cards, right, that looked like beer mat, and they didn't come. So I thought, I'll make my own cards for the gig with my Instagram and everything on. I found out it's cheaper to buy 350 Pokemon cards and put stickers on the back of them than it is to buy business cards. So the gig I did last night, I just stuck my logo and it on the back of the Pokemon cards. They loved it. It's the most ads I've ever had.
And Adam, we know something that you've got a vast library of that you could have used. Tea cards.
Yeah, but the problem with the tea cards are that
I know they're all different shapes.
Yeah, and the stickers are all the same. And in some cases, I tried it at one point. The sticker was bigger than the actual card. And I didn't want anyone going away. It is funnier, but like, yeah, man. And they're Korean Pokemon cards as well. So the confusion on some of that audience's face.
Are they written in Korean, not in English?
Yeah, they're Korean Pokemon cards.
Yeah, that was a bit stupid just me to say that. Oh, yeah, they're Korean ones. But
that's what they do over there. They write it in English. Just don't it work it out.
It's like, oh, did you watch the Korean version of a Marvel film? Yeah, it was all in English and everything, but it's the Korean version.
They've got slightly different art on the DVD.
So,
yeah.
Yes.
Was that you that... So, yes, stuff. Things to talk about.
It's gone on a ramble already, hasn't it? I don't know where we started from.
I've started this thing where you fast and lose weight.
Right, yes.
And I can't eat before 10 p.m. 10 a.m. or after 6.
Right.
I'm starving.
Because your stomach knows what time it is.
Yeah, but then again, like, I worked it out like... My stomach knows no boundaries, which is why I'm in this mess in the first place of needing to fart.
My stomach knows no boundaries should be the name of the podcast.
My stomach knows. It doesn't know. This is the thing. It's just, I just love food.
I know you
and
do.
I know. It's got a bit too far. Also, I thought, you know what? I'll give up on the fizzy drinks that I've cut down. And then the other day I went into my favourite little corner shop, Iron Brew, yeah, staple. Yes. Listeners will know that every gig I crack open an Iron Brew is a little ritual I have. Iron Brew, wait for it, ice cream flavoured.
Oh.
Vanilla Iron Brew.
So he's back on it again.
Well, I've limited myself.
There's a little fella on TikTok. He always mixes Monster with everything. But he can't drink that much Monster every day doing your TikToks.
I had a kid come up to me the other day, and one of the kids I was working with, and he said he's got loads of energy, and he's always like, really, really, hey, man, how are you? And I saw him drink a whole can of Monster. And I said, do you know you're not allowed to drink that? You have to be 18. And he went, no, it's fine. It's just orange juice. And then I told his teacher, going, that kid over there, he shouldn't drink that. That's an energy drink. And he said, no, it's fine. It's just orange juice. And I went, well, it's not orange juice. It's a highly caffeine energy drink. And then he went, oh, shit, he's already had 4. Midday. And you know when you like, nip it in the bud of going like, yeah, stop that. If anyone doesn't need to drink it, it's him. 4 monsters. And this was before midday. 4 monsters. Imagine the headache as well.
Imagine the come down afterwards.
I think, and it's like, I think Red Bull, you can kind of get away with it because it doesn't feel like you're drinking that much. But Monster, it's like, it's about 8 litres, isn't it, in one of them cans?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. And you just think, what? And also, when you're a kid, it's the one time you don't need an energy boost. And what are you fucking preparing for? Oh, I can't wait to get through an afternoon of algebra, bruh, even. I just found it really, really weird. Do you ever have an energy drink?
Sometimes after a gig, if it's in the vending machine.
What's your go-to?
Well, if it's in the supermarket, the doctor.
The doctor?
Yes. The doctor Monster.
Oh, I thought you meant the the doctor pepper energy drink.
Yeah, so I didn't go to my doctor and say, could you give me an energy drink, please? So, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the middle of the show.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems, too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and, of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable, too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Welcome back.
I love that in Edinburgh, like, Iron Brew is freely available on so many outlets. Like, McDonald's, fill up your Iron Brew. Also, shout out to the Colton Cinema in Westgate, who on their drinks, they have Iron Brew in a cup. But the one thing I like is the variations of it. Like the 1901 Iron Brew, where it tastes of the original recipe. The Energy Iron Brew, which is an energy drink.
Mm-hmm.
It's just great, isn't it, Iron Brew?
It's all right.
What?
I do drink it when I was in Edinburgh. I used to buy it because keeping with the locals, you never see any of the locals drinking it.
No, they're on to us. It's like you wouldn't go to America, you wouldn't go to Australia and have a Foster's.
I would.
You would. You'd love it.
You go, that's just piss. I don't care, mate.
We don't even drink it over here. Oh man, it's a weird one.
I know you're so hungry.
And also, I really want to fry up.
Did you just decide that we'd record it so you could talk about food?
Well, I didn't want to talk about food, but also, like, for a while, before the gap year, I used to have, like, a secret stash of food in my locker. Not a secret stash. Oh, God, it is a problem. But, like, I'd put, like, I'd put a six-pack of crisps in there. I'd put some drinks in there. So, like, if I was hungry, there was stuff there. But I don't seem to be that person anymore.
When you record the Inferior podcast, have you got fries with that? Can I have some fries? Whatever it's called. See, if you were on this hunger diet thing, are you not going to hate wanting to talk about food the whole time?
Well, I'm planning on doing it between the hours of 10 and 6.
Oh, right.
And hopefully there's no late night recording. Cheeky clucker last night.
Oh, how was that?
Yeah, it was good because I'd allowed time. But I'm so sad. I allowed time to add the chicken tenders.
You've got a problem, mate.
I've got a problem, but I need to burn some off. But I just
want to talk about the food. I want to talk about having the gig.
I just need to start smoking again. It'd be fine. But yeah, really good gig, man.
Well, I'm doing Rochester the 24th with Paul Foote. It's sold out, so I don't know why I'm advertising it for.
That'd be great fun. You've got Graham Hart emceeing that, haven't you?
Yes. And, what's his name? This bit will be cut out.
Dave Benson Phillips is the opening act. So get down there, guys, if you want Graham Hart, Dave Benson Phillips, Kirstine O'Brien, and
Otis
the Aardvark.
Because I run the gig at the Three Sheets of the Wind. The owner said he's...
Oh, humble brag.
People have been moaning about the noise that we make when we do it.
Can I also say,
yes,
before you carry on, because I know what you're going to say at this point. When you messaged me to tell you this, you framed it in such a way going like, yeah, man, I'm just telling you, like you were telling some prima donna something, like I was going to completely kick off where you'd asked me just to be a bit quiet. The wording of it, I thought you were going to say something horrible, like something that they don't like your material.
Yeah, well, the first gig, like, we had just a bit of problem with the guitar. And then he said, who's the one with the initials? And I was like, oh, AMJ. Oh, yeah, him. He's a bit loud when he comes up.
The bloke with the initials. I like
the bloke with the initials. That is your new nickname.
Am I loud?
Well, I don't understand because all of us got a microphone. I play music when I'm on stage as well, so I don't understand them saying it's too loud.
I don't know. I think they might have just had the council kick off.
Yeah, it's because they turned into a bar, and if they already were a bar and you moved into one, then the person who moved next to it can't really complain because they knew that it was there. But yeah, it just became one while they were there. Just when they were just sitting around. It just turned into a bar. Oh, yes.
Yeah, I suppose. But also, it's not like a band. It's only people talk. I mean, the certain comedians you've had on that I wanted to complain when I was hanging in a tree. I'm thinking, well, I'd put in a... If I overheard this, I think, fucking hell.
You leave that. Simon Baker alone.
I'd never touch Simon Baker alone. He came to see me last night. I've got all the love for Baker.
I'm going axe throwing with him next Saturday.
If that's not a sitcom, I don't know what is.
If I say I'm going to be there earlier, then I'll be there as well.
Compared to the stag do I ended up on the other month. Where have I told this story before?
You haven't told it on the podcast.
So basically, we were in a pub in Canterbury and I thought I need to get this party going because it was crap. We'd been in Wetherspoons for 7 hours on the stag do, right? And then we went to the first non-chain pub and I thought, you know what? I'll get this party going. That's right, listener, Black Lace. And I started a conga. And I don't know, me and my mate Bradley and his mate, who he brought along, which was a good idea because his mate was fun, started the conga and no one else joined in. And then we congaed outside and everyone was cheering and we just ran away and never came back.
No, I thought it was the story of you trying to buy a stripper.
No.
Oh, he didn't try and buy a stripper. They offered. Is this material? Is that why you didn't say it for?
Yeah, oh, it is now. Me trying to buy a stripper.
And you were trying to buy a stripper for the stag do, and then they said they've only got a magician.
Which is what you want in it when you want to find a stripper, like, send the magician.
Who do you want, Linda Lusardi or Paul Daniels?
Give me Daniels!
Oh, and knowing Daniels as I do personally, he'd do a little joke and he'd be like, oh, do you want me to take my clothes off? He would do that. Daniels would do that.
I think he probably would strip, to be honest.
He wouldn't strip. He's got Debbie McGee fat. Had Dimmy McGee for that.
Well, he had now. He's dead.
Yes, I know that.
Good. I'm glad you knew that.
When you were little, did you ever want to go into the magic circle?
I thought I was going to be in the magic circle after completing the Paul Daniels magic set.
Oh, I've told you about my magic set, haven't I?
No, go on.
We got it from Toys R Us. Open it up. Ooh, let's go and do some of the tricks.
Yeah.
Where's the instruction book?
Maybe the magic was inside you.
Because all the rest of them were sealed up in, like, cling film. So yeah. The one that I got given, and the book is always underneath it.
I like the idea of trying to work it out.
That's more magic. But what Paul does, I think, trying to work out what a trick is.
I love the way you're referring to him, like he's still with us. Like you've not accepted he's gone. You know, Paul.
Yeah, my mate Paul.
My mate Paul. Bless him. Paul Daniels, who died today. When did Paul Daniels die?
Oh, this is good. I'll ask Google.
Paul died on the 17th of March 2016.
There you go.
Wow. A while ago then. Mm. Oh, Daniels will be greatly missed.
Do you know one of the Smiths have died?
Yeah. Sad news. Not Morrissey, though. Because if he did, there would be a panic.
Where would there be a panic?
Probably in Stockport.
No, panic
on the streets of Stockport.
Try to set him up then.
You did, but I didn't want to go down an obvious route. What I did is I threw you a curveball.
You didn't want to go route one.
I didn't go route one. I went route two, which sometimes is a better route, but with a bit more scenery.
What gigs you got coming up this week?
I'm done. I've just got to... I'm doing some tours, taking some kids to see the world. That's what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Taking them to see our beautiful country.
Doing a Jurassic Park themed comedy night.
Doing a Jurassic Park themed comedy night. I really hope I don't do that.
In the festive period, I would like to do shit face comedy with a load of shit face comedians. Is this a good idea? I don't think it is. Is it?
I think it's a good idea.
But you have to be drunk before you walk on stage and try and do your act.
Yeah. Who would be your favourite shit face comedian?
Well, Dave D can't do it because it wouldn't be any difference.
Oh, Dave, bless you.
He's always drunk every gig.
But he has a good time. And I think, as much as you say that, he's always having fun.
I think sometimes the gig gets in the way of his fun.
Yeah, this gig's holding you back, mate.
It's like, oh, I've got to do a gig as well. Oh, damn it. Oh, it's just in the way.
What a legend. He came to see me last night. He popped in.
Oh, well, you're trying to guilt trip me now.
Yeah, he popped in. He came to see me. He was like, Adam, I'll always be here for you, no matter what you do. And then he sung I Will Always Love You by Whitney Houston.
Not a Queen song.
Not a Queen song. Yeah, Dave, big shout out. I'm going to have to go.
Yes, we'll all have to go. We'll see you next week, listeners.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Give me Daniel.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Kayla Tsinis.
I'm Kayla Tsinis, and I have been training a global community of women since 2009. I've created a brand new podcast, Sweat Daily, to help you level up your life and reach your health and well-being goals. From fitness tips to food that fuels you, meditation to motivation, we've got you covered. Sweat Daily, the happiest, healthiest, and most confident version of you awaits. Available on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.